And the plaintiffs will confer with the court monitoring team with the hopes of developing something better for these students. Many of those who were attending Columbia Center have already been placed in alternative programs like Storefront School for Adolescents and the READY program. Unit 4 Assistant Superintendent Beth Shepherd says for students that have served out their expulsions, the district hopes to transition them back to their original school with the appropriate support. A University of Illinois political science professor sees some possible strategies for John McCain's pick of Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as a running mate. Professor Brian Gaines says the GOP presidential candidate's decision to tap Palin for the role may be part of a continuing attempt to attract Democratic women to support McCain. He says for some women, Palin might be a draw, even though she's much more fiscally and socially conservative than Hillary Clinton, as well as a political unknown.
I think Palin, for most people, is a mystery. The other people outside Alaska don't know much about her. So she has a chance now to make a good first impression, and it's clock is ticking for her. She has a couple of weeks to make people like qualities about her, and particularly on abortion, make those female voters for whom abortion is an important issue look past that.
Gaines believes Palin's selection is evidence that McCain is still trying to maintain his reputation for bucking political trends. A Douglas County prosecutor says he will not file charges against the owner of a home while authorities seized 55 dogs last week. County animal control officials accused Willis Hellmuth of operating an unlicensed puppy mill at his home near Arthur. But prosecutor Kevin Nolan says he doesn't believe he could win a conviction. Nolan says a state agriculture department inspector visited the home 2 days before the August 22nd raid. The inspector found problems, but no mistreated animals. Hellmuth says the dogs were worth about $14,000, but he doesn't want them back. Douglas County Animal Control Administrator Kathleen McMammonum says she's upset by Nolan's decision. A Champaign County judge has ruled that community activist Patrick Thompson did not receive public representation, or rather proper representation, from his attorney in a criminal case. Judge Holly Clemens ruled this week that attorney Harvey Welch must repay Thompson $3,000. Welch was Thompson's attorney in his 2006 retrial on home invasion and criminal sexual abuse charges. A jury found Thompson guilty of both counts in that trial. In a second retrial earlier this year, a jury found Thompson not guilty. Thompson, he says he's pleased with the ruling, but the publicity from the case will haunt him for a long time.
I can't never get back the fact that, you know, I was put in the paper for something like this. I guess you can't never really get back from that. Once you have something like that done to you, you know, I can never feel whole again, but, you know, I'm moving on.
Thompson says he'll donate the $3,000 to Champaign-Urbana Citizens for Peace and Justice. He says the group supported him throughout the lengthy trial. Welch's attorney David Rumley says he will appeal the ruling. Thompson says he suspects the criminal charges against him were linked to the controversy over a documentary he co-produced on local police treatment of minorities. It's 4:33.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
Now here's Mike Zola with weather.
Well, first off, Jim, I'm going to stray a little bit from central Illinois just to give you an update on the tropical weather. Today, the third anniversary of Katrina's landing in southern Louisiana, and the storm that they are watching now, Gustav, has returned to hurricane strength. It's a minimal hurricane right now, but it is expected to continue to strengthen and move into the Gulf of Mexico. So while today is a day for the rebuilding across, or for celebrating the rebuilding across Gustav, they are definitely on guard for what, or for rebuilding from Katrina, they're definitely on guard for Gustav and what could become another very serious storm. For our area, we had some storms last night and some pockets of very heavy rain, but all that is done. A little bit of cloud cover remains across the southeastern portion of our listening area. And further to the south and east, around Indianapolis and into the corridor between Indianapolis and Cincinnati, there are a few scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm or two right now, but no rough weather is expected in Illinois or Indiana tonight. And after that, things will quiet down considerably because the few scattered showers early in southeastern Indiana will push further to the south, leaving very quiet conditions for the weekend. For Champaign-Urbana, a clear sky tonight and a low of 56 degrees on a wind out of the north to northeast at less than 10 miles per hour. Sunshine tomorrow, the high 84, and northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies for Saturday night, the low 58. Sunday, sunny with a high of 86. Another clear sky for Sunday night, low temperature up to 61 degrees. And Labor Day, sunny, the high temperature up to 89 degrees. Right now we have temperatures as cool as 73 at Rochelle in northern Illinois. Dew point temperature there, 54 degrees. And the warmest temperature, 88 at Kokomo. It's 84 on Friends Plaza.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 3 years ago today, Hurricane Katrina made landfall along the Gulf Coast. And today, we'll visit one of the worst-hit areas, Louisiana's St. Bernard Parish. About half of the people who lived there have come back.
St. Bernard sits just to the east of New Orleans. It's surrounded by water, the water that's been its lifeblood for fishing, but also its undoing. When Katrina hit, 95% of the parish